Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith over at Broadcasting Live from DeVille Square, Pensacola Business Radio. I have three fantastic people surrounding the table with me this morning, as well as some really cool gadgets and some really good food. So let's just get straight into it. I've got Chris Tone here with Pelican Drone. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Who brought us some really cool t-shirts. I have Diana Davis here with Roly Poly.
Good morning.
Who brought lunch or breakfast if you haven't eaten yet. And I've got Eldon Scott here with Eldon Scott Marketing, and he's going to be the guru for us and let us know all kinds of cool social media tricks, aren't you?
That's what I'm here to do.
That's it, man.
Good morning.
All right, Chris, let's get right into it, dude. I got to say, so I run a lot. And I think that's where I've seen you guys the most is hanging out on top of the roofs. And then all of a sudden this thing's following you through the crowd. What a cool concept, man.
Oh, absolutely. It's taken on pretty well here in the local market as well. So we're happy to be here.
So do you have to register your drones? Are they all registered?
So there's two processes. There's one for a consumer that's just bought one for Christmas, let's say, and it's over a half pound, but it's below 55 pounds. And that would just require a general registration with the FAA, some basic info.
Yeah.
If it's commercial use, it's a whole different ball of wax.
Yeah.
You got to get a tail number, as you'll see on the front of this drone.
Yeah.
We actually have an N number registered.
Okay. Well, wait, can somebody really see that in the air?
So no, yeah, quite a small drone, but if there were an incident or something, somebody could walk up and say, hey, what's the tail number? Let's go. So, you know, it's a different world though, commercially and consumer, and they're definitely trying to incorporate some technology to speed up with the regulation.
Yeah. So I have to say what I'm most impressed with is the quality of the cameras that are on these things, and the shots you guys get have entirely opened up a whole new world to marketing, whatever.
No, absolutely. That's where we get the bulk of our business is highlighting properties, even yachts here lately.
Yeah.
Where folks want to see that footage of what's surrounding it. How can we best highlight something that's for sale that maybe, you know, needs that exposure and then needs a little push from marketing and such.
So one of the ones you've done recently was Portofino.
Correct.
And let's just face it. I mean, you have fantastic landscape, period. So you get an aerial view of the Gulf or the Bay, crystal clear, you know.
That's the coolest part about this, I got to say, is when we get the calls, they're usually for items that are nice to highlight.
Yeah.
Yachts, Portofino Resort, events. You know, it's a great privilege to have such cool stuff to capture.
Yeah, and you get to hang out and fly remote control stuff all day.
You got it. Yeah, it's not, never a bad day, no.
Okay, so honestly, I got a helicopter for my kids for Christmas, and within 10 minutes, I had it in a tree. So how hard is it to fly one of these things?
So when you get into this next level of drones that let's call it a semi-professional or a full-blown consumer drone, you're going to have the aided assistance of GPS. And on the GPS lock, that means, hey, if I want to walk away and just from the controls itself for, let's say, 10 seconds, that drone's going to stay exactly where you left it in the sky, whether it be, 20 mile an hour winds.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going to stay put. So that alone has allowed the general person to be able to pick up a drone and anybody can fly it. Anybody can go up, down, left, right.
See, my helicopter doesn't do that.
Yeah.
If you walk away from the controls, it crashes.
Exactly.
So they have these gyro stabilizer kind of things in them and it just floats?
Sure. So on top of the GPS that keeps it a little bit more stable in the air, you have a gimbal, a camera gimbal, which is a three-axis stabilization unit that is going to stay level no matter what the drone is doing. So if I'm zigging and zagging, that camera is still on point, level, and vibration free.
So okay, so I'm looking at the camera here, and we're going to put pictures on our Facebook stuff. But it looks no bigger than a GoPro.
That's correct. Yeah, no, the camera. There's two things that have really evolved the drone world overnight. Is one is this GPS assistance of ease of flight, but the other is the camera. The cameras have come so far. GoPro was the kind of originator of all
just
this.
Sort of zip tie it on and go with it.
That's exactly right.
That's probably why my helicopter's not flying, right?
Well, you know, from there, they said, you know, we've got to make these cameras, smaller, better, more controlled from the controller as well. So that's what they've done, and they've come a long way.
Wow. Okay, so where do you guys head next?
Well, here in the local market, as far as Pelican Drones is concerned, you know, we're obviously out to help tell stories, you know, for businesses, whether it is a commercial that's, you know, we've done a few local commercials for folks out here, some yacht clubs, some putt-putt places and such. And it's fun because the biggest thing that we have is we're a one-stop shop. We actually do the ground video. We do the photos. We do the aerial. And then we package it all together into a nice piece of media that a client can go run with on social media, television, you name it.
Yeah.
So that's where we want to go. We want to be the one-stop shop for the surrounding Gulf Coast area. So
how do I know if I want a drone for my business advertisement?
Well, you know, one of the best things is to look and see the examples that are currently out there of folks that are using it. And also, if you have some features that help to highlight from the air, you know, there are certain businesses that it's a no-brainer for. If you're on the water and you've got an excellent view and you want the general public or the, you know, tourists to come, you know, that's something you're going to want to highlight. Take a look on our website, you know, to check out some of the videos that we've done for other businesses, and you can
see. Gee, Chris, what is that website?
Yeah, sure. It's pelicandrones.com, so not too hard to remember.
Yeah. Okay, so, and then anybody, maybe a large piece of land that you're trying to sell, or I see a lot of realtors using this lately.
Absolutely. Real estate is, you know, it's a great story to tell both inside and out, and it doesn't stop with just the drone. That same technology that's on the bottom of the drone, we carry into the house, which means we have a full handheld gimbal that keeps our ground camera as steady as it would be.
Guys were flying the drones
so,
in
yeah.
the house.
So yeah, the little trick of the trade getting shared on here.
I was like, dude, that's awesome.
We actually run through the house with a steady cam kind of gimbal setup. So we're able to tell that full story inside and out.
Yeah. So, okay. And I think we've probably covered this, but what do you think specifically separates you from the rest of the marketing or photography or anything else in this business?
Sure. No. The biggest thing is we don't stop with just the drone aerial photos and videos. And we don't stop with, you know, the video editing either. You name it, if it's media related or it's telling a story or if it's capturing updates, we're that company that wants to cover everything. And we're also on the cutting edge of the latest and greatest new features. Like we've just gotten into 3D mapping where we're able to take a construction site and totally recreate that day's viewpoint from ground and aerial perspective, along with elevation reports that could show us rainwater runoff patterns and or particular grading and heights for before we start building. So, you know, that's our big thing is we want to be the one-stop shop for all things drone, storytelling, technology geared.
Yeah. So. Well, and now that I think about it, that's a great service for, you know, your construction supers or companies that are working on multiple projects. They're out of town. You know, you need a recap of how the day went and an actual visual. I could imagine that to be very beneficial for those kind of companies.
It is. And we're doing a lot more of that these days. So
smart guys, really smart. Okay. So I want to come fly a drone one day. What do I got to do?
Oh, well, you know, you can give us a call.
Ours?
Do you rent drones?
That's a question we get a lot, actually, because it's a big purchase. You know, it's over $1,000. Maybe you want to try it before you buy it. And that's something we recommend. So we do have that ability. If you want to come by the office, give us a call, then we can schedule a time to just do a demonstration of the drone. And if you've just recently gotten a drone for Christmas and you're still not feeling very comfortable with it, we offer a training class as well.
Yeah. But I thought they were easy to fly.
They're easy to fly, but let's face it now. Anybody, like I said earlier, anybody can go up, right, left, and forward.
Yeah.
But it takes a little finesse to get some more cinematic, smooth shots, and we help you achieve that a little sooner.
Well, very cool, man. All right. Well, let's tell everybody one more time where they can find you and all that good stuff.
You bet. Our website is www.pelicandrones.com, and that's our main area where you can check out our videos, contact us. And of course, keep us on Facebook, which is, I believe, facebook.com/Pelican Drones.
That's it, man. You're good to go, which I got to say, and Eldon's going to tell you how much the video is worth now these days on Facebook. But that was some of the things that I saw. I was like, man, it was the Portofino one. I was like, dude, this one's really cool. I had a couple of realtor guys I tagged on it. I was like, y'all need to step up your game because these are getting out of there. But one more thing that I know you guys do is you guys do the running events and some of the other sporting events. I've been seeing this at a lot.
Well, we do a little bit of that. I'll be honest with you. We do have a lot of competition in the area. There's other FAA approved drone operators. Some of them choose to cover more event heavy stuff. We tone down on the risk factor of flying over people or near people.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's a new technology. We're still, and it's not something the FAA really loves to see a lot of either. So, so we concentrate on if we're at an event, we're off to the side, not bothering anybody.
So when you register these kinds of things with the FAA and stuff, do they kind of, I'm assuming they sort of educate you on like the flight patterns of the airport and all of these other, and you guys have limits to the height and stuff, correct?
Absolutely. So the beautiful part is that there has been a nice hand-holding process between the manufacturers and the FAA. And nowadays, if you buy one of these drones right off the shelf at Best Buy or wherever it may be, you're going to get into a situation where the drone is going to have technology such as geofencing that will prevent you from having the ability to fly close to an airport
or crashing into the White House.
Yeah, you got it. That's all changed now. Because of the GPS, they're able to limit the flight risk of the drone in certain areas they don't belong already. Right now, as we speak today, the registration process is more for the what if scenario. We've got to have some transparency on who these belong to if something were to happen.
Yeah. So geofencing, I didn't even think about that. I'd probably be good for the kids or the animals. So, well, cool, man. Well, thanks for coming in and sharing this with us. And we won't fly it down the hall, but I thought it'd be really cool if we did. But now that I know that you're using the handheld stuff, we'll leave it here on the table. But hang out with us for a little while.
You bet.
Okay. All right. So we're going to get right into Roly Poly and Diana Davis.
Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us. Okay, first of all, I already know because I had some. I had some at Mastermind on Friday, and they were delicious. But tell me the Roly Poly story.
Well, Roly Poly's actually been around since 97. It was created by two women. And so now there's about 137 throughout the U.S., but there's only one in Pensacola, and that's us.
That's right. Only one.
Yep, we are the only. 5046 Bayou Boulevard. But we are here for all of your needs, whether they're individual or caterings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for those that don't know what Roly Poly is or why that name is, let's tell them.
We are considered the purveyor of fine sandwiches.
Yes.
So we are not just your typical sandwich. We have a little bit more of like a gourmet spin to it. We use premium ingredients like avocado it's not guacamole. It's actual avocado slices. We cut
like
them
real peeled fresh with a pit.
Real.
Yeah, there you go.
We cut them every morning. We also have things like sun-dried tomatoes and alfalfa sprouts. So just a different twist. It's a little more than your average lettuce, tomato, pickle sandwich.
Yeah. And I can, I'm with you because it was, so I had what I had, the ranch
the
roast
ranch
beef.
Roast. Mm-hmm.
So which had barbecue ranch in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, you had me at ranch,
but throw in the barbecue,
dude. We're good, man. So let me ask, are they all rolled up in tortillas?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the only type of quote unquote bread
vessel
we have.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's really what makes the Roly Poly out of Roly Poly.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, but then you guys do soups and other stuff as well, correct?
Yes. We have gourmet soups as well, and people love our soups.
Yeah.
I can literally
sell perfect weather for
quarts.
It too.
Mm-hmm. We have our mushroom and brie. We're very popular for that. The Baja chicken enchilada. I call it like a chicken chili kind of a soup. It's a little spicy, but not too spicy.
Yeah.
It's perfect for right now, actually. Yeah, and then our salads, we have gourmet salads as well, pretty big entree size. A little step above your normal lunch,
I guess,
you know. And then counting calories, since it is the new year, that's something
that's right.
We do. Calorie count is next to every sandwich that you order or salad.
And the carb count, too, because a lot of people won't worry about the calories, but they'll go for the carb count.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have a nutrition book right under the counter. So if you ever want to check out what you're eating first, ask the cashier. She'll give it to you.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you brought us a whole bunch today, which I'm going to share with the rest of the floor.
Okay.
So hopefully we're going to get you some new business. But I've noticed that it's on a catering tray, which to me means... You guys probably cater, don't you?
Absolutely. Anywhere from 5 to 500. I actually, we cater for a lot of things. On Thursday morning, we're doing a PSC Warrington campus. They're having some get together, but it's 400 sandwiches. So yeah. I mean, there's nothing really too big. I've done bigger things. I've done smaller things. I've done weddings. I've done all kinds of different events. We like to be involved in the community. So a lot of the runs we sponsor.
Business lunches, meetings, things like that.
Yes. Today actually is Cordova Park Elementary Spirit Day. So we do that kind of stuff too, to partner with the community. They'll get a percentage of sales today. So just different, all kinds of stuff. Washington High School basketball team, the boys, we've sponsored them. We sponsor the
that's like two sandwiches
basketball.
Each for sure.
Yeah. PSC men's basketball. We sponsor Big Brothers, Little Brothers.
Yep.
Tons and tons of the Epilepsy Foundation, Women's Awareness Month.
You guys are all over the place, right?
Yeah, I could go on and on. We want that, though, because the community keeps us in business. So I'd much rather save advertising dollars, per se.
Yeah, I got you.
And look out for the people who keep us in business.
Yeah.
So
very cool. Okay, so if I've got lunch tomorrow for 20 or 30 people, what do I do?
You call me.
Yep.
Now you're going to call me. Tell me what you'd like to have. Do you want to provide the full lunch? Do you want the sandwiches, the sides, the cookies, the drinks as well? Or do you only want the sandwiches? Or, you know, do you have a budget? I will ask you a numerous amount of questions and then we'll get it done.
Can you guys have the website?
We do. We do. www.rolypoly.com. And we deliver also with no delivery fee.
Oh, that's right.
So that's
you
something
guys do
to
that.
Keep in mind.
Yeah. So all of those businesses ordering lunches, that they don't have to worry about sending somebody out to pick it up.
Absolutely not. We deliver within 5 miles, no charge, like I said. However, we have actually recently signed on with City Spree.
Yeah.
So if you're outside of 5 miles, you can still have Roly Poly.
Yep.
But City Spree will be your delivering vessel.
Yeah.
So.
And just a big shout out for Ron. That's cityspree.com.
That's right.
And that, which is really cool because that's a great service they have, which obviously extend your customer base. So
correct.
Can you order off of the website?
You sure can.
Okay.
You can order off the website. You can order off the app. We have an app.
There's an app for Roly Poly.
Absolutely.
This is awesome.
It's on my phone. You can fax your order in. You can give us a shout. You could probably post it on Facebook.
Any way that we can get your
it.
Product,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Very cool. So any plans for a second location?
I don't know about a second location. There's some stuff steaming. I don't want to let it out just yet. But I don't know.
We'll build
this
suspense.
Just let it out just a little bit.
It probably won't be a standstill store.
Yeah.
I can just say that.
Very cool.
So,
well, that's a big thing going on right now.
Yeah.
So, well, cool. Well, so... what did you bring us today? That's what I want.
Today,
I'm dying to eat it.
This is our bestseller platter, and it is our number one selling platter, actually, and for good reason. It has our top five selling sandwiches on it.
Okay, let's so, walk everybody through what those are.
You have
I see the description.
Let's
variety.
Make everybody hungry.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then we'll send them to Roly Poly.
Yeah, and then go see AJ in the kitchen. That's right. So we have a monster veggie option. We like to put a vegetarian option on every platter because
sure.
you really never know your crowd.
There's that's right.
usually a vegetarian there. We have the California turkey. I could make your mouth water and tell you that it has mango chutney with the ranch and cheddar cheese, bacon, turkey, lettuce, tomato, those avocado slices.
Yeah.
It's not guacamole.
So you had me a bacon.
With the with the alfalfa sprouts. And then we also have a smoked turkey option. And then the ranch roast, your favorite.
Yeah.
That has the cream cheese with barbecue ranch, sun-dried tomatoes, bacon again.
Yep.
Can't have a sandwich without it.
Yeah.
The roast beef, lettuce, and tomato.
Okay, so two of those pieces are mine because I've got people listening, and if one of those does not go home, I'm probably going to get smacked. I can tell you that right now.
Take it home, please.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, and then I've also noticed you guys have a lot of coupons. You have a lot of other sort of specials and deals and stuff that are going on, right?
Absolutely. This month, we're offering 10% off of any caterings that are placed at the store. But also, if you happen to stop by the store, we have a loyalty program, 5 stars. If you sign up with that, I know a lot of people get tired of putting in their phone number and their email and whatnot.
Yeah, well, they just got to get used to it because it's not going away.
I have to tell you, right. We send out 15% off, 20% off, free sides, free combos. For your birthday, you get a free meal.
Yep.
So there's lots of perks to signing up for that. So you'll get coupons that way. And then at all the events I'm at, I'm always bringing
coupons. You're
always
handing out stuff.
Yeah.
I think I got a stack in my office.
There
so.
You go. We'll
Perfect.
Pass them out.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're gonna get the rest of the building. I promise you that.
Yeah.
So, okay. What did we miss?
Well, we are revamping. There's been a transition period over the past probably 5-6 months. So come and give us a shout. Like I said, AJ's back in the kitchen. He left for a little bit, but the customers really love him, and he does a great job. Yeah, it does. It does. And I have a really great staff. And if you need anything for the community, like if you're involved in anything and you feel like you could benefit from us being there, or I could help your organization with something like fundraising, or like I said, we're doing school sponsorships and all kinds of different stuff. So anything that I can help out with.
So let's tell everybody where they can find you and get in touch with you and all that good stuff.
That's 5046 Bayou Boulevard. We're right next door to Sprint and Small Cakes. You can reach us at 696-2810. And also go and like our Facebook page, and you can see what our daily specials are every day.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. And we just talked, well, Nelson's going to tell us, so we're going to figure out how to get some video on your Facebook page.
Yeah, I really want to.
Okay. So, well, thanks for coming in, hang out with us.
Absolutely.
Mostly because the door's locked and I can't let you out. No, I'm just kidding. No. All right. And so we're going to get right into Eldon Scott, man. You're the guru.
I do have a domain, Eldon is a guru, but
do you really?
Yeah, I actually awesome. Do. Eldon is a guru it's not .com. It's Eldon is a .guru.
Nice.
But you know, it's funny because you say guru, but to me, stuff changes so fast.
Yeah. And you're like, you're only an expert for an hour.
You're exactly. Literally you can wake up. So when, you know, people say they're an expert in SEO or an expert in Facebook marketing, I mean, it literally can change overnight.
Yeah.
You can wake many times. I mean, I've been really active in managing social media pages for about 2.5-3 years now. Yeah. And I mean, literally something can be working one night.
Yep.
You wake up the next day and you're like, holy cow, this is not effective anymore. How do we figure this out again?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, you know, everybody wants to be a guru, I guess, you know, or whatever they do. But it's definitely something that you have to stay on top of, and like quite literally changes overnight quite regularly.
Yeah.
You know?
So if Eldon's going to give me probably one of your best pieces of advice, social media or marketing wise, what do you think it is?
I'm a Facebook guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's the largest platform, has the largest audience.
Yeah.
Small business owners are strapped for time.
Yep.
Strapped for resources. If you're going to do social media, do one and do it well.
Right.
And don't be afraid to spend money to create an asset for your business.
Yeah. So one of the things, and I sort of have the upper hand here because I heard you talk on Friday, but totally cheating, but listening, because I'm trying to become a guru at some point with the stuff for my own business. But you were, what you said about some of the Facebook marketing is that how effectively you can target, you know, demographically,
absolutely
who you know is actually going to probably use your service.
Absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, there's never been anything like what Facebook is. I mean, if you literally want customers that are between the ages of 18 and 22,
right,
that are only girls and buy, you know, frilly necklaces, you can literally target girls that are 18 to 22 and want to buy frilly necklaces.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's never been anything like this. So even with, you know, TV, radio, newspaper, they have demographics that they believe that, you know, from, you know, different technology that are their listeners, you know, with cable, TV, you know, obviously Food Network would be, you know, for people who are interested in food services or restaurants and things like that. So they have the ability to target demographics in that, you know, way, but they don't have the ability to, like, social media or even online. I mean, there's software technologies that you can retarget advertising through other platforms.
Yeah.
For people that are that specific age or that demographic. So the technology for online advertising is there, but Facebook really just makes it so easy for the small business to say, you know, we're obviously in a business environment. All four of us here are in business.
Sure.
Most people that listen to business radio are in business.
Exactly.
So, you know, if we're targeting people who are our customers, you know, the chamber, I mentioned that on Friday, you know, if you're in business and you directly do business to business stuff, and you know there's 3,000 plus members at the Pensacola Chamber, and they have a heavy online presence, why in the world would you not, you know, get your business in front of there? Even if it's just a, hey, how are you doing today?
Yeah.
You know, that's how you build relationships. And that's the other thing that, you know, most other media, and I was telling somebody else this the other day, you know, the closest thing before social media to having a two-way communication was call-in shows.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, you know, call-in shows were the thing.
Yeah.
You know, you have a Saturday morning call-in show.
Yeah.
You know, they call in, ask a question. You have a two-way dialogue between the people and, you know, you get a question answer and you're broadcasting out to people. Well, social media is just kind of just like done away with that. People don't call anymore. I had a call-in show.
We private message now.
Yeah.
Or we just post it right on the platform.
Yeah. I did a Garden Talk call-in show for a little while. Uh-huh. And, you know, and I say in a previous life, but I still do a little bit of landscaping. So that's my background. And then I moved into social media, but, you know, I had a call-in show.
Yeah.
It was like pulling teeth trying to get people to call in, you know? It's like, hey, buddy, you know, call me and ask me that question you asked me last week. Because, you know, people are a little reluctant to call into a radio station or, you know, do something that puts them out. But through our little screens that we hold in our hand, we're a little less guarded and we actually will reveal more stuff about ourselves than we would in a private conversation with a person, you know. That's a good and a bad thing, you know.
I had a gentleman in here not too long ago who we were trying to discuss Halloween costumes, and the idea was is we're gonna go who we pretend to be on Facebook. But you're right, because people reveal a lot more, and obviously with the way the algorithms and all that stuff's written, they've honed it down to, like you said, you can really just tune in to where you know you need to be doing business.
Absolutely.
You know,
and the other factor that a lot of businesses don't consider is like how, like I think, you know, Google, they have their own algorithm as well. Yeah. They have their own, you know, way that they formulate who is relevant in the search engines.
Sure.
And social media is playing a huge part in SEO now.
Yeah.
You know, social signals and, you know, web 2.0s, like different websites that, you know, link back to your main website.
Yeah.
And it can count for, you know, between 10% and 15%, depending on the industry, of what your SEO ranking is. So whoever thought that Facebook would actually cause you to be ranked higher in Google. So it's, you know, all about relevancy. You know, is this content good and is it actually going to help my business?
Yeah.
Or is it going to, there's something else interesting that I was reading the other day was about the actual words that you put into Google. So it was talking about if you put in how to cure X disease,
right?
You know, so it's going to give you a different result versus if you say support group for X disease,
right?
So it's literally one word different, but it's literally going to give you a completely different result because one, they're going to point you to somebody who they believe is a true authority on how to cure this disease.
Right.
And the other one, they're going to point you to a support group, you know, moms talking about, or, you know, families talking about this issue. So they're, you know, even just the words that you use through, you know, social media.
Well, and I heard something else on that too, but because my generation, when Google first started, you literally had to type it the correct way to get the right answer. You know, now the entire technology is having to change because most people are voice searching. As opposed to searching as, you know, what is the best X? Now it's, hey, tell me what are my options for so-and-so and da-da-da.
You know, 15 word search.
So you went from a really specific question to now this really broad range, but yet you still want that real specific answer. Yeah. So now this whole technology is having to change.
Yep. And I was drawing a blank a minute ago on what they actually call it, but they call it searcher intent.
Yeah.
So what is the intent of the search that you're making?
Yeah.
And so, you know, so all of those things kind of play a factor. And so it even ties back into, you know, social media. So what is the intent of your, you know, Facebook post? What is the intent of, you know, those different things that you're doing?
So what do you think? So a couple things here that I know, you get the people that, and I've been one of them before, but Facebook gets so flooded with stuff. So how can I, other than the specific targeting, how can I guarantee, or how do I know that that's going to be effective before I spend the money?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, I mean, there's some rules that, you know, Facebook has, you know, they don't like text. You know, we're sitting here with Pelican drones. I got video.
Yeah.
I've seen some of y'all's videos are awesome, phenomenal. And some of that stuff goes viral. And so for small businesses, they need customers every day.
Yeah.
They need customers on a regular
basis. Even big businesses need customers.
Every business needs customers every day. So, you know, a small business can't count on something by chance going viral. You know, you have a great looking video. It looks awesome. People share it. They're proud of Pensacola. You know, you see the beach from a perspective you don't get to see every day, and it goes viral. It shares a lot. So, you know, some of y'all's videos I know have a larger reach than what traditional video for most small businesses.
Sure.
We had a crazy first experience on Facebook, actually. It was our second video,
and we released it in less than 48 hours without any kind of paid advertising. It went over 200,000 views.
Wow.
It's awesome.
And, it was incredible. It was a lot of Pensacola pride, though. It
yeah.
was for sure over like 6,000 shares or something like that.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, we all love this town, especially Absolutely. From the aerial view.
Yeah. yeah. But, you know, so that place, you know, that, yeah. you know, that just attests to, you know, using aerial footage, you know, so we had this conversation, me and a buddy of mine has a photo booth and we were yeah. doing some video stuff. Just simple video. So he has a couple nice cameras. We do nice video.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, look, just we're small businesses. Pensacola is as big as it has grown and is,
yeah.
you know, we're developing as a community and actually really
there are a lot of small businesses
building
that
some
do
good
that.
Bones yeah. and strength. We're still a small business community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People want to do business. And Eddie Hill from Award yep. Masters hit it several times at, you know, Mastermind on Friday. People want to do business that they know, like, and trust.
Yeah.
And so when you're building relationship, video through Facebook, honestly, is getting right now the best reach for anything else that you're doing,
yeah.
post or, you know, so video is getting a fantastic reach. So,
okay. So putting, I got it. So Pelican Drones can do your video. Eldon can get it on Facebook. And then you can both take these two guys to launch a roly poly.
Yes.
I don't think either of us, me or Chris, would complain.
Yeah. yeah I don't think you would either. So, okay. So there's a question on here, and do you think Mark Zuckerberg will ever give away 95% of his company? So I was not, I saw some of the posts where they were like, Mark's not really giving away.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And I just tune some of that stuff out sometimes. So what happened?
So I guess we all know shenanigans go on Facebook all
yeah.
the time, right?
Yeah.
So you read stuff and you're like, okay. That's
yeah,
a bunch
sure. yeah,
pile
right.
of malarkey.
But it's on Facebook.
Know?
It must be true.
But it's got to be true. It's on Facebook. It's online.
yeah.
It's online. It's true,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's the one that went around. Zuckerberg's giving away 95%
yeah.
of his company if you share and like this and comment. And,
yeah.
You know, that one. The one that just
Great guerrilla marketing strategy,
yeah,
too, by the way.
you know, and the one that just went around just last week or this week was for the lotto.
The Powerball.
The Powerball
divided
one.
Divided by
You know, divide. Everybody gets $4.3 million.
Yeah.
It's great, right? And
yeah.
then you look at it and you're like, wait a minute.
So I saw the other one that said, actually, everybody gets $4.93, which means everybody in America can go buy a calculator.
Because obviously we need to.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about what you do in the marketing piece of your business.
So basically what I do is I help businesses to tell their story, just like Pelican Drones. They do it through video. You know, they're telling their message through a audio visual
sure.
type thing. So, you know, I'm working with businesses to build their brand long term. You know, anybody can start a social media, you know, page
platform,
and build some things. But I'm really interested in helping businesses build long term assets.
Yeah. Because there's some strategy to all of that.
There's definitely
some real strategy.
You know, probably the biggest, honestly, if I can give anybody, you know, the biggest piece of advice.
Wait, he'll invoice you later, ladies and gentlemen.
No charge. You know, picking a strategy, figuring out what your message
yep.
is, and consistently delivering on that
yes.
message. You know,
yeah.
consistently over time. You know, if you're big on customer service, hey, tell people you're big on customer
yep.
service and do it.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, the Facebook's got this new thing where it's, I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a little green light at the top of any Facebook
oh, yeah.
page that says message response. And,
yeah.
you know, some of the pages were very responsive with our messages.
Yeah.
But hey, when you're
I think
asleep,
ours is under 9 minutes, by the way.
When you're asleep at 2 a.m., that really hurts your average when you don't get to it until 7:30 in the morning. You know, Facebook's got to work on something
yeah.
with
yeah.
that, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so there's some of those things. So if you're going to say you're big on customer service, your customers are actually interested in getting served.
Yeah.
You know, so if they're, you know, following you on Facebook and fawning you that way, and that's
yeah.
one way you're saying you're going to communicate, hey, you got to communicate through that channel. You know, if you're going to be on Twitter, like we just started talking about
yeah.
that, you know, if you're going to be on Twitter, you got to be on Twitter. You got to be there. If you say you're going to be there, you say you're going to show up, you got to show up and you got to be present
yeah.
in that medium.
Well, and you've hit on something too. So not only strategy, but one of our founders of Business Radio X wrote a great article called Niches Make Riches. And in that same sense of be who you're going to be. If you're going to be customer service, be customer service. If you're going to be the coolest drone camera guy, be the coolest drone camera company. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool because I'm seeing a lot of, especially in the entrepreneurial world and the small business world, you're really getting these honed in specific skill set, you know, companies or agencies or whatever that are literally leveraging themselves to be the best at what they do. So as opposed to the really big sort of Walmart of business kind of thing, you're kind of getting back into the, you know, you would go to the butcher shop for your meat, you go to the veggie dude for your produce. Well, now you're getting to these little really cool expert things, and you're making, if you put it all together and you co-collaborate, you're making this really awesome product.
Yeah, well, and that's something that I think that, you know, technology and social media, you know, we're kind of, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, the Blurred Lines song, right? So I'm not plugging them, but, you know, it's Blurred Lines. Like, you know, traditional media has changed, and the way traditional business has been done, you know, for the hundreds of years before the last decade is completely changed. So we're in an age where we can outsource to somebody that's halfway across the country to do one specific task that we don't need them for 40 hours a week, but we need them for 5 hours a week to be really good at what they do.
Yeah.
So we've kind of changed. So, you know, we're a business, they can't have somebody in-house full-time to, say, manage their social media. Yeah. You know, they can outsource.
Or fly their drones. Or make their lunch.
Or make their video. We outsource lunch all the time.
I know, every day.
How many of us go out to eat lunch? Like almost every day. Because we're out in business, we're doing things. You know, we outsource our lunch. So, you know, outsourcing is kind of the new way to do business. You know, when you can lower your cost, find somebody who highly specializes in that field, then that makes, you know, everybody better as a whole.
Very cool. So what's next for you, man?
Helping businesses.
Yeah.
Interested in, you know, helping businesses grow, build their brands, building long-term value.
I like that Pensacola word lately. Value.
Value.
Add value to your clients, honestly.
Yeah. And that's really what it's about, and helping and doing it in a way that it's long-term value.
Yeah.
So we're not just saying, hey, we're building a tent so you can have something to sleep in today. Let's put a little strategy behind it, and let's build a house so you have some real value in your business.
Yeah, we'll teach you how to fish kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very cool. All right. Well, one more time, let's tell everybody where they can find you.
Elton Scott Marketing Services. You can find me on Facebook. That's the best way. Don't have a personal Facebook page set up. But it's Elton with two E's and Scott with two T's. And you can find me there.
Elton with two E's and Scott with two T's. That's a logo right there.
There you go.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, man, thanks for coming in and sharing everything. And I look forward to hearing some more guru stuff at whatever next networking event we're at. So I want to thank all of you for coming in and hanging out today. You guys can find us on Twitter at PCola Radio X. You can find us at Facebook, and I did this yesterday. I own the page thanks to Jennifer Harrison, who was like, look, you got to go do this. So we are now PCola BRX on Facebook, nice. So you can find us that way. And, of course, on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, thank all of you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.